Hi there, this is Charles Brownstein. Thanks for tuning in to Northern Transmissions. Our guest this episode is Alex from the band Metz. Their debut self-titled record will be released on October 9th on Sub Pop. Let's get into the music right away. Let's check out the first single off the record. This is the track Headache.
Upcoming record, which you guys had self-produced. How come you guys, was this a conscious decision from the beginning? How come you guys want to go this avenue, being your first record and all?
I think it's just because the three of us, we've been playing music in different capacities for a long time, and when it comes to this band, it's really kind of near and dear to us, and We have a pretty distinct idea of what we wanted the album to sound like and what we wanted the end product to be. So the way we approached it was we would produce it, but we would call in some help for the technical aspects, because I think none of us are exactly engineers proper. I mean, I've done some dabbling and some recording for music for films and everything, but I've never recorded an entire album or a band in that way. So, yeah, when it came to us deciding to kind of be in charge of the end product, it was kind of a no-brainer. It's kind of the way we've done everything with the band up until now. We've been, completely independent and just making sure that we get it sounding the way the three of us want it to sound.
It took a few years, but this is your first full length, right? It took like...
That's right.
And it took how come it took so long to actually get a full length out of you guys?
Well, I think it was a combination of a couple things, but really, we didn't want to rush it. We wanted to make sure it was something that we could live with for a while, and kind of anticipating that when it came out, we'd be playing it for a while. We'd do some substantial touring. So we wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that we rushed. And also, I mean, with those early singles, that was kind of us as a band getting our sound together, more or less. Us getting, finding out what worked in the studio, finding out what worked live. You know, we were playing lots and lots, so we kind of focused on our live show almost more than we did writing and recording. Then when we felt we had enough songs, which took a while because the way we write is, I think, kind of unusual too compared to most bands. We end up most of the time getting into the rehearsal space with almost nothing as far as riffs or ideas go, and then the three of us collectively will hash it out from beginning to end. And so I think that's a bit more painstaking than, say, if one of us was to bring a half-written song or maybe even a full song in to just arrange. So we're literally writing and arranging at the same time and bouncing ideas off of each other. So I think that's part of the reason it took so long. And just the fact that I think we were still kind of growing as a band, figuring out what we were good at and, you know, what would make the record something that we were proud of.
You guys sound really well organized and methodical compared to a lot of bands. It's really interesting that you have a long-term plan. It's pretty impressive.
it wasn't exactly discussed. It was just kind of understood from day one that we were in no rush. We have busy individual lives and jobs that we had to make sure were priorities. So the band was always a serious commitment for all three of us, and something that we wanted to see go further. But up until now, we weren't able to really focus on it 100%. Now with this album coming out, it's something that we're more or less dedicating almost all of our time to. So it's exciting, and it's something new for all of us because we've never kind of been in that position before.
I hope you're enjoying our conversation with Alex from the band Metz. If you'd like more information about those guys, you can check out metz.bandcamp.com, or you can check out their MySpace. They're also on the Sub Pop website. If you'd like a bit more information about Northern Transmissions, www.northerntransmissions.com, or you can follow us at Twitter at Northern Trans.
I know you guys have done a lot of live shows, and you got a lot of shows coming up to you, and you've been playing for 5 years, and your music gets, you know, it seems like there's a bit of a, from what I've heard, there's a bit of different, a lot of time switches, and like maybe obviously a bit of improv going on there. Do you still surprise each other sometimes, like after playing so many gigs together?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's always exciting. We just got back from a week and a half in the States. We just did a couple shows with the Arches of Loaf in Chicago and Minneapolis, and then we just did two shows in New York. And I'd say by far the last show in Brooklyn that we did two nights ago was probably the best show we've ever played, because it was just so just unhinged, and we're just able by this point to, since we've been playing together, so, well, what it seems like a long time, we can just really kind of feed off each other. And, you know, we do leave a lot of spots in the set for improv. Nothing like, it doesn't really get jammy so much because the songs are arranged pretty tightly, but there is that element of surprise, I think, that comes with every show. And yeah, you know, it makes it interesting every time.
The live show is terrifying as the music at times.
No, I think it's funny. I mean, when we played our last show was in, like I said, in Brooklyn, and it was in this place, you know, about 200 people packed into a sardine can with no air conditioning, and it's just been absolutely, like, sweaty and crazy. But we kind of take pride in the fact that it's, although it's heavy and loud music, it's very much kind of like a happy vibe. Lots of smiling, lots of joking, and just trying to, you know, everyone's there to have a good time, and we always make sure to do that. It's certainly not a something where we're kind of taking, you know, we're getting some aggressions out, but it's mostly, it's the way we play our music is we play it loud and we play it fast, and it's kind of a natural way for us to play. We certainly don't want to scare anyone away with what we're doing.
Oh, that's great. Tell me a bit about, you did a Mark, I was curious about the Mark Linkous Sparkle Horse you covered, and I forgot the name of the track, but...
Pig.
Right, yeah. Tell me about that one, how you guys decided to do that song.
Yeah, well, we had a couple extra hours in the studio, and we were finishing up the album, and we decided to put that one down on tape just to kind of just have, to see how it turns out, and have in our back pocket, I guess. And it ended up, Jeff from Sonic Boom approached us to release something for Record Store Day, so it was perfect. We had that recorded already, and you know, like the way it turned out. We're big fans of Sparkle Horse and his production style and his songwriting. So it's kind of one of those songs that we just used to always put on in the van. And we figured, hey, we could probably do an interesting version of that, you know. And we're pretty happy with how it turned out. It was definitely something we wanted to do just because we had always been big fans of his.
And here's Metz's interpretation of Pig by the late, great Sparkle Horse.
We'll be right back.
guys made a comparison. Someone asked you to, and you compared the album to Werner Herzog's Fitzcarraldo. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? I was just curious.
Well, yeah, it was a joke completely because, you know, I hate trying to, when people try to explain our sound or something like that, and what I kind of related it to was the fact that because of the way we work and because we're kind of very particular about our sound, it was at times one of the, you know, it was slow going and it was incredibly a bit of a daunting task because we wanted it to be, you know, great. And so, and, you know, for people who've never done it, played music or recorded music, or it's a pretty huge thing to make. You make something from nothing and then you show it to the world and you're open to so much criticism or vice versa. And so it's that, you know, the Fitzcarraldo comparisons, really, I was just joking about basically it being like the three of us trying to push a gigantic steamboat up a mountain, you know, because we just had such big expectations from ourselves. Yeah, but it really, that was tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't a literal thing.
It's a pretty good one, though. You don't hear often comparisons to obscure, well, I guess Polanski's not that obscure, but like obscure films. Well, there's another song on the album I wanted to ask about, if that was another, if it was a film from the film, or what was the inspiration behind I was going to ask about Roman Polanski. I think I just said Roman Polanski, but that was the next question, because Knife in the Water.
Oh, right, yeah. It's not, that's more of something that, I did hear that term from the film, for sure. I liked that film quite a bit, but it was more just kind of me taking what I took, like taking almost that aesthetic, that awkward creepiness of his film, and I kind of used that. It kind of just resonated with what I was trying to put across in that song, because it's very much not a lyrical song. It's kind of, there's very few lyrics in that song, and it's more of like a feeling or a overall kind of thing happening. I kind of used that, what I felt was a kind of compelling title to put across some of that feeling, because it's more of a, it's verging on an instrumental. I mean, there's two phrases in the verse, and then there's a repetitious chorus. Right. So, yeah, not too much, there's not much behind that, yeah.
Is that something that interests you, the doing stuff, film, like scoring film and things?
Oh, for sure. Personally, yeah. I mean, I've done, my day job has often been in film or TV, doing research for documentaries. So I'm kind of interested in that. But I wouldn't say that we're kind of working with images too much, as far as like an overall, I don't think we're like a cinematic band in any way, because often the lyrics are kind of straight to the point, and the music is the same, very short, snappy, to the point, and kind of more of just getting a instantaneous reaction than making people really ponder over things.
Thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Alex from Metz. Their upcoming record comes out on October 9th on Sub Pop. If you'd like more information about the band, you can go to metz.bandcamp.com, or you can check out their MySpace. If you'd like more information about Northern Transmissions, you can go to northerntransmissions.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Northern Trans. A big thank you, as always, to producer extraordinaire Spencer Carson, and we will see you soon.